Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is titled The Blessing of Godly Friendship, and our Bible text is from Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from verse 9 to 10, which reads, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." Let me begin with a true story that moved me deeply. Some years ago, I watched a documentary on National Geographic about climbers attempting to summit Mount Everest. One particular group caught my attention, not because of their strength or speed, but because of their bond. They called themselves the rope team. Each climber was tied to the other with a thick, unwavering rope. In one scene, one member slipped on the icy slope and began to fall down the mountain. But he didn't fall far. Why? The others immediately anchored themselves, dug in, and held him up with the rope. Later, one of them said, "We weren't just teammates. We were lifelines for each other." That statement stuck with me. We are lifelines for each other. And I ask you today, who's holding your rope? And whose rope are you holding? Our Bible text in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verses 9 and 10 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up." God never designed us to journey through life alone. He created us for connection, support, and shared purpose. Godly friendship is not just emotional support. It's spiritual strategy. Think about this. Who do you call when your faith is shaky? Who prays with you, not just for you? Who challenges you to grow in your walk with God? And here's the flip side. Who would say that about you? Let's look at Jesus. Even Jesus had close friends, Peter, James, and John. And he called his disciples friends. John 15 verse 15. He wept with them, ate with them, taught them, and stood by them. We often think of strength as being independent. But spiritual maturity is learning to walk in interdependence, carrying one another's burdens. According to Galatians 6 verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Let me ask you again. Are you a godly friend to someone right now or just an acquaintance? Is there someone you've been meaning to reach out to, encourage, or pray with, but haven't yet? At this junction, I will like you to pause and reflect. Can you name 2 to 3 people God has placed in your life to walk this journey of faith with you? How intentional are you in investing in those relationships? Is there unforgiveness, jealousy, or distance between you and a godly friend that needs mending? You see, the enemy knows that a divided house cannot stand. But when believers stand united in love, support, and truth, we become a powerful force of encouragement and accountability. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of friendship. Thank you for those you've placed in our lives to walk with us, pray with us, cry with us, and rejoice with us. Lord, help us to be godly friends, encouragers, burden bearers, and truth tellers. Heal any broken friendships, restore lost connections, and help us build strong, Christ-centered relationships. May we reflect your love through the way we love others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Winning Every Day. If today's message touched your heart, share it with someone you love. Let's build a community of believers who uplift, encourage, and walk in truth together. Remember, you're not meant to walk alone. Someone is waiting for the kind of godly friendship that you were created to give. Until next time, stay strong, stay encouraged, and keep winning. Every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.